Lots of people say different things. Sometimes it's positive, sometimes it's negative. You take, you throw away. It's more of like a cycle, okay? The one you want, you grab. The one you don't want, throw it away. Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Undiscussed with Nabila. I am your host, Nabila. This podcast is all about controversial topics, debunking topics, discussing undiscussed topics and issues, and elaborating on different situations and opinions that affect our society. And today, the topic is going to be hush voices. But before we get to that, depending on where you are listening or watching this from, do not forget to like, share, follow, and leave a 5-star review. Also, don't forget to follow the social media accounts of this podcast to stay updated. For the Instagram and Facebook page, it's at Undiscussed with Nabila. For Twitter, it's at UWNABILA. The links are in the description. If you guys have any topics you'd want me to talk about, you can tweet at UWNABILA or comment on any of the posts, or you can just message the account. Also, if you guys want to get the pics of this podcast and all, you'll see the Pinterest board link in the description. And now, let's get to it. So first and foremost, I'll have to define hush and voice. From Google. Hush. Number one. Make someone be quiet or stop talking. Then the second definition is silence. Then voice. A particular opinion or attitude expressed. And another meaning is expressed, then in brackets, something in words. So now, sometimes we need to get advice from people, sometimes we doubt ourselves, and then we should actually sit down and wonder why we listen to people's negative comments. Let's say you want to do something and everyone tells you not to do it. Okay, let's say that you are a professional gamer, okay, and then you have a match. But then lots of people are telling you that you won't win, so why would you go? But then you want to go, so why would you listen to them and just not go? It's like people destroying your passion when you want to do something. That is why it's called hush. That's why today's episode is called hush voices. Like how kids in school get bullied, they are told that they aren't pretty enough, they aren't smart enough, they won't be successful. But then the question you should ask yourself is, why should I listen to these people? When someone is giving you advice or talking to you, it doesn't mean that you'll take every single thing and keep it in your heart and then you hold on to it with a firm grip. It doesn't mean that you should do that. There are some things that shouldn't even enter your heart. There are some things that immediately you're hearing them, they should be thrown out. Entering one ear, coming out of the other one. Because lots of negative comments and lots of positive comments may come from one person. And you would be surprised about people who tell you to do this today and not do the same thing tomorrow. And which is why I feel like lots of people should learn to have their individual thoughts. I'm not saying it's bad to ask for advice, but take it with a filter. Like, now, you're asking for water from someone, okay? Have your filter so that when the person is pouring the water, you can filter the good and the bad. And life is just like that. You can't listen to what every single person tells you or what people say about you, because lots of people are going to say things, and whether you like it or not, that's just how life is. But then there is something else too. When people talk about not listening to others and listening to yourself and be your own self, respect yourself, do not take any nonsense or trash from no one. People don't usually talk about themselves. For example, the whole class or whole room may be motivating someone and being like, go for it. But then the person is being discouraged because there is this tiny voice telling them not to go for it, just discouraging them from taking that step. And they know that they should take that step, but then they feel that they shouldn't. Some don't go for something because they are afraid of failure, because they feel that if they fail, how would people look at them? How would they see themselves, even if there's a way to get back up? But then failure is just part of life. So why would you listen to that voice telling you not to do it when you feel like doing it? Now, this goes in two different ways, okay? There are some comments people make about you that you shouldn't take at all. And there are some that you should consider or approve of. The point of this episode is to hush the voices that are telling you not to do what's right in your own life. Meaning the people bullying you, the people looking down on you, okay? People who bash you, maybe on the internet or something or somewhere, for what you are doing, and you know that what you're doing is right. Which is the point of this? Like, for example, let's say that you have a spelling bee, but then there are some people telling you that you won't make it, you won't be able to, you should drop out of the competition. But ask yourself, why should you listen to these people? I saw something the other day which said that don't take criticism from people you won't take advice from. Or how is it? But I don't know. I'm sure some of you guys may have seen it. So, and then why would you actually listen to them when you won't even take advice from them? There are people who may be jealous and then will just want to incite things in your head and tell you not to do the things you want to do. Try to discourage you because of their jealousy. You're going to greater heights, but then people, or maybe it may actually be yourself, you may be getting influenced, and then you'd be like, oh, you want to drop out because you feel you aren't capable enough. But then ask yourself, what was your motivation? And you've already gone so far, so why actually give up? Why listen to people who just want to ruin your life or who just want to cause you pain by giving you insult, by demoralizing you? And so forth. Because this then happens on a daily basis. It may happen in your workplace. Maybe some colleagues of yours are telling you that you won't be able to complete a project. You want you to be able to present the project. But then ask yourself, why should you listen to them? If it's a good opportunity for you to progress, then why should you actually listen to people that you won't even take advice from? You know what? I feel as if people mostly take negative things more than the positive. Yeah. Because for most people, when someone tells them that they aren't good enough for something, they take it more than when someone tells them that you're good enough. Maybe it's because they feel that that person is right and they shouldn't be in the position, or they don't deserve it. But then if you've already gone so far and fought for so long, then why give up and listen to negative comments, okay? It's not every single thing that people tell you that you will take it. Some deserve to be in the trash bin, okay? Just throw it away, okay? So the point of this episode is that when you're asking for advice or taking advice from someone, or some people decide to bash you for no reason, it doesn't mean that you will just take it like that. Have your own filter, have your own mind and your ability, and don't just take every single thing that people just throw at you, because it's your life. If you listen to them and you end up regretting it, they won't have to pay for it, you will. So why listen to people who won't actually add value to your life? I'm not saying that you shouldn't take advice. Don't take me wrong. But I'm saying that with each advice you get, you should filter them. And also ask yourself, with each thing someone tells you, you should ask yourself, is what this person's saying really true or not? Like, for example, if someone is talking down on you, ask yourself, why should you accept what this person is saying about you? Why should you just take it? Why should you accept something that isn't true? And when someone is giving you an advice, take it with a filter. That is the main point of this episode. Have a filter and filter every single thing that people say to you, because there are negative things and then there are positive. There are the positive things. There are some advices that are good, okay? There are some things you shouldn't do and people will tell you. There are some things that you should do and people will tell you not to do it because of jealousy or envy or because they do not want you to progress. So that is why you should take everything with a filter. That is the best advice that I could give for this episode, okay? And I do hope you guys learned from this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. I am your host, Nabila. But before you go, do not forget to like, share, follow, and leave a 5-star review. Don't forget to also follow the social media accounts of this podcast, Instagram, and the Facebook page at Undiscussed with Nabila. On Twitter, it's at UWNABILA. The links are in the description. If you guys have any topic you'd want me to talk about, you can tweet at UWNabila or comment on any of the Instagram or Facebook pages posts, or you can just message the podcast account. Also, if you guys want to get the pics of this podcast and all, you'll see the Pinterest board link in the description. And my socials, every single thing is at Bilatree03, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, every single thing at Bilatree03. That's BEELA303. Thank you guys so much, and see you guys again next week.